In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse number 15, it says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Yes, giving a sacrifice to God, presenting a sacrifice, we see here, is to praise God continually. Yes. Giving thanks unto his name. And then it goes on to say in verse 16, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not." And that word communicate is dealing with partnership. I just want to say thank you, partners, for connecting with us and communicating with us, giving to the work of God. And it goes on to say, "For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." So, in other words, the sacrifice God is looking for is for us to praise God continually and to support the work of God. Isn't that wonderful? Verse 17 says, "Obey them that have rule over you." I love this because it says, "And submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." Now, I don't want to emphasize the part about obeying those who have rule over you or honoring and respecting and submitting to the Word of God. I don't believe in dictatorship. I do believe the kingdom of God is a theocracy, but I don't believe anyone should control your lives, because we all have a free will. But we are to submit ourselves to the Word of God they preach. We are to submit ourselves to truth that they declare. And in so doing so, it looks like we're submitting to them, but we're submitting to the message as we submit to the messenger. I want to focus right now, though, on the part, and I want to talk to preachers today in the next few days. It says, "For they watch for your souls." They watch for your souls. They watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. It's unprofitable for you. What is the Lord saying to us? We're going to have to give an account on how we guard the sheep. And we guard them not just by praying for them, but we guard them by truth, the Word of God. We put a guard over their lives by declaring the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is such a turning away in the last days to the Word of God. There is a turning away from hearing truth. In the last days, we're told that men will seek teachers with itching ears. Why? Because we want to hear a feel-good gospel and not what the Word says. We don't want God to interfere with our plans. We don't want God to interfere with what we enjoy doing in the flesh and carnality. But as preachers of the gospel, we have to guard, we have to watch by declaring the truth, the whole truth of the Word of God. We're going to pick this up tomorrow right here on The Winning Life. And I believe we're going to hear what we should receive when we hear anointed preaching that's accurate concerning the Word of God.